About a dozen kids attend the Thursday night tutoring session at the Salvation Army Barton Center. As they're wrapping up, one of the volunteers asks for answers to tonight's writing exercise. School on Wheels gets around. Every week, its volunteers visit 9 shelters, including the Barton Center, and 4 schools, helping kids with their homework or tutoring them in subjects like math and reading. 6-year-old Cliff came to get some help with his homework, but he wanted to share the answer to the writing prompt with his mom, Anna.
I wrote the best present you ever gave me. It was a toy named the Minions.
Some of the families here have fled dangerous situations, and that's why we're honoring a request not to use this family's real names. Anna says her son had a hard time adjusting at this new school when they moved to the neighborhood about a year ago.
I know for a fact that School on Wheels over the summer did help him prepare for first grade, because last year he struggled a lot with getting acclimated. It helped him with the social skills and then just kind of getting that routine. It just kind of got him back into focus.
Chris Wynn, supportive housing case manager at the Barton Center, says the apartment complex reserves a number of units to provide permanent housing for homeless families. He says he's there to help families feel good about themselves.
I feel a lot of my job is encouragement, you know, because people really need to know that, you know, just because you went through some hard times doesn't mean that you're destined to stay that way forever.
In any given year, thousands of kids in Marion County are homeless at some point, and while School on Wheels can't reach them all, it does make a difference. The group says that last year provided about 7,500 hours of tutoring to more than 350 children. Laura Alvarado, Vice President of Programs and Community Outreach, says breakthroughs begin with this daily work, and as kids start connecting learning to life.
If they can start to see themselves being successful, whether that be in school, whether that be, you know, after school initiatives, whatever that may be, then we can say to them, you know, you can see how your education plays a role in who you want to be.
The group says its students change schools an average of 3 times while homeless, and with every change, they need 4 to 6 months to recover academically. School on Wheels program director Karen Rout says that stress takes a toll.
You get down to the very basic survival mode, and not a whole lot of learning can happen, and so you see very quickly those gaps.
The group's data indicates they're having some success in closing that gap among the students they serve. 95% of them increased or maintained their grades in at least 2 subjects over the year. But Alvarado sees the impact in more personal ways.
The student who in 2 weeks stops looking down at the ground, thinking, oh my gosh, this is an impossible task, endeavor. How will I ever break free of this? To coming in, walking, smiling, meeting our staff and saying, when will you be back?
That caring and consistent adult influence can make all the difference to a student like Cliff.
I like the tutor I had today.
Do you know his name?
Andrew.
And what did he help you with?
Math.
Andrew Langferman is one of the program's 400 volunteers. He works as a structural engineer and has kids of his own. He's been with School on Wheels for about 3 years and says he tries to infuse every lesson with a positive message.
You can do this. You know, it's not something that is above your head, that if you really buckle down and look at it, and I can help you with it, we can get through it together.
For 90.1 WFY News, I'm Jill Sheridan.